We continue our study of this of the seven seals of Revelation. And we've been looking at the sixth seal for two segments. This is the last segment on the sixth seal. And we're going to check off some things that have already happened. Starting with Revelation 6, verse 12. And I looked when he broke the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake. Check. And the sun became black as sackcloth made with hair. Check. And the whole moon became like blood. Check. And the stars of the sky fell to the earth. The fig tree cast its unripe figs when shaken by a great wind. Check. And the sky was split apart like a scroll when it's rolled up. Check. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. Hasn't happened yet. And the kings of the earth and the great men and the commanders and the rich and the strong and every slave and free man hid themselves in the caves and among the rocks of the mountains. And they said to the mountains and to the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the presence of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of their wrath has come. And who is able to stand? Now, it sounds like a bad day. And it is a bad day for those who are lost. The Bible calls the second coming of Christ the blessed hope for those who are saved. But the seals focus on what's going on to the secular world. The seven churches focus on God's people. The seven seals focus on the secular world. And so the second coming of Christ, as it appears to those who are lost. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24 and look at verse 37. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. Okay, how are the days of Noah? Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. And picking up with verse 12, we will read what happened in the days of Noah. Now the earth was corrupt in the sight of God, and the earth was filled with violence. Sounds like a description of today. And God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way up on the earth. Then God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence. Some theologians believe that this phrase, the end of all flesh has come before me, implies that the violence that filled the earth brought man to the point of self-destruction. So God stepped in and didn't let that happen. We find a parallel verse for the last days in Matthew 24, 21, and 22. For then there will be a great tribulation such as not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever shall. And unless those days had been cut short, no life would have been saved, but for the sake of the elect, those days shall be cut short. So apparently, we come to the verge of self-destruction. We are almost there, by the way. There's much talk in the world about the possibility of World War III. World War III would be a bad scenario for mankind. There are many nations that have nuclear weapons today. God is not going to allow man to destroy himself. In fact, notice what Revelation chapter 11 in verse 18 says. And the nations were enraged, and thy wrath came. This is hindsight. And the time came for the dead to be judged. We've already talked about that. And the time to give the reward of thy servants, the prophets, and to the saints and those who fear thy name, that would be the second coming of Christ, the small and the great, and destroy those who destroy the earth. Before the flood, violence filled the earth. Mankind was about ready to destroy himself. God stepped in. At the second coming, violence has filled the earth. Mankind has come to the verge of self-destruction. Again, God steps in and doesn't allow man to do that to the entire population of the globe. God steps in and saves his people and takes them home. In our next segment, we're going to talk about the flip side of the second coming of Christ. The positive, the goodness, the blessed hope that we look forward to, and how that's the great hope of all the saved through all the ages. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.